أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الذين كفروا أإذا كنا ترابا وآباؤنا أئنا لمخرجون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses an argument that the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the disbelievers, would direct towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every now and again. Allah spoke of how their knowledge had failed them, because based on their knowledge and their limited understanding, they could not accept the fact and understand the reality that there is life after death, and that they will experience life in the qabr, and that once again they will be resurrected and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reconstruct creation. So Allah says in ayah number 67, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who have committed kufr, who have disbelieved, they have said, أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابٌ وَآبَاؤُنَا أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. Is it that when we and our father and our forefathers, all those who died before us, when we are turned to dust, to rubble, when we are turned to sand, inna la mukhrajun, that we are going to be brought forth once again, we are going to be taken out from that soil, and we are going to be created anew. This is something that they could not understand, and this was beyond their limited capacity of intellect and understanding. And they would mock at the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believers. And they would say, لَقَدْ وُعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. They would say, we and our forefathers, we were promised this from before. We heard of this from before. We heard of people who made this statement and who promised us that we will be resurrected and that there will be life after death. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. They would tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you are saying, this is just tales of the ancient one. These are fairy tales. These are nothing for us to be afraid of, and there's nothing for us to be too concerned about, because this is something that people have repeated in the past. We have not seen it happening. We have not seen anyone being resurrected from the dust that they were reduced to. Qul siru fil ard, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them to travel in the land. Go and see, famburu, and look, see, كيف كان عاقبة المجرمين, what was the outcome, what was the fate, and what was the end result of the criminal. You are criminal, and you are disbelievers, and go and see what the outcome was of those who committed kufr, and those who rejected this reality. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, elsewhere also we discussed that he would be very saddened, and he would experience grief and sorrow whenever the disbelievers would not accept Islam and they would not embrace the message of Islam. It was something he could not tolerate. But how is it? This is haq, this is the truth, this is the reality, this is from Allah, yet these people are rejecting it. And at times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel very sad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't be grieved over them, and don't feel sad for them. وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And do not be strained regarding the plans and the plotting that they are doing. They are planning, they are plotting, they are threatening you. Can you imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of psychological pressure and the level of emotional stress that he was under constantly, constantly. His own people were plotting against him, were planning against him. And naturally, a person will feel strained, a person will feel pressured, a person will feel stressed out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not be strained regarding the plans and the plots that they devise against you. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ. And they will tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is this promise going to come to pass? You speak of Qiyamah, you speak of resurrection, you speak of life after death, you speak of punishment. You tell us to look at the previous nations and see how Allah has dealt with them. When will this come to pass? When are we going to witness this and see it? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful in your claim that there is punishment that awaits us, if we do not accept the message of Islam, then where is it? قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ رَتِفَ لَكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, perhaps some of that which you seek to see right now, some of that which you want to happen right now, what you are asking for and what you are requesting, perhaps some of it is really close behind you. It could be hovering right above your head. When the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seizes the people, seizes the community, it comes unexpectedly. So watch what you are asking for and watch what you are demanding, because perhaps some of it is right behind you. Ratifa lakum, it is right behind you. And we spoke about it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of Allah's love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah did not punish his people, Allah did not punish his community. Otherwise Allah azza wa jal could have dealt with them the way he had dealt with the previous people. Allah says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. But your Rabb is graceful over all of mankind. It is because of Allah's grace, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tolerating all that you have to say, whatever you are doing against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the planning, all the plotting, all the threats, and all the hostility, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah is tolerating all of that. Why? Allah is the possessor of grace. Allah is the possessor of all grace, ala nas, over all of people, over all of mankind. Allah is graceful toward them. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْتَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of them do not show shukr. Most of them do not appreciate and show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the grace that Allah azza wa jal allows us to enjoy. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. And certainly, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal is fully aware of what their hearts conceal and all that which they make known. Whatever they are saying to you publicly and openly, Allah is aware of it. And if they are concealing it within their chests and within their heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of it as well. وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is not a single thing that is hidden. There is not a single thing that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, except that it is recorded in a clear and in a manifest book. Every single thing, your thoughts are recorded, your actions are recorded. Whatever may seem absent and may seem hidden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anywhere in the heavens and the earth, all of it is recorded in a clear and a manifest book, which will be produced on the day of Qiyamah, and it will be shown to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it.